This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Crystal Klein. Today's guest is painter, dancer, carver and key cultural figure in the new generation of artists emerging from the Warrnambool Arts Centre, Kathy Ramsey. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good, thanks.
So I've seen your paintings online and they're absolutely beautiful. So when did you start painting?
In 2013, you started.
Lovely. So did someone teach you to paint or did you learn it yourself?
No, I learned myself. Managed to paint. I just got stories of my mum passing on generation, you know, from my ancestors, her father, my grandfather's father, like way back from my grandfather's father to my grandfather and to his daughter, my mum, and my mum to me. It's all of stories that's in the painting.
Lovely. So your artwork is the stories of what you've learnt.
Yeah, from our country, from the cultural family, like some of them are top artists like Perry Bedford and Timmy Timms, my grandfather, Mona Ramsey, Remy Ramsey, my dad, and my grandmother also, Peggy Patrick. Yeah, comes down to all them, to me, you know.
Oh, lovely, beautiful connection all through the generations.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I also want to congratulate you on being one of the finalists for the John Fryers Award. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm pretty happy.
Lovely.
I'm happy about it, yes.
So do you have any other exhibitions coming up?
Yeah. I'm doing a couple of more paintings for Darwin Art Fair. Some exhibition painting in Perth exhibition also. It's a referendum exhibition in Perth. A lot of Kimberley artists also.
Lovely. Very busy.
Yeah.
So do you feel it's a spiritual journey for you when you paint?
Oh, yeah. Keep me painting all the time. Like to do it and busy, you know. Everything keep rolling in my mind. I can't stop painting. I like to do it and bring it out, you know, through my art with the stories. My mum keep telling me about old days. I know the country, but mum bring back memories of her time, and she tell me the story, and I know where the place is, and just go through my heart.
Beautiful. So do you listen to all the stories from your elders?
Yeah, from my elders, yeah. They're not only artists, they also used to work around stations, you know. Station workers back in the early days. My family is a cultural family. They sing and dance too.
You dance too?
Yeah, I know how to dance.
Lovely. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's a massacre that once happened long time ago in Bedford, and Bedford Down, where my grandfather was born and come from, you know. And he started that dance in Borrego Station there, where we live now. And all of my family all started that robbery there. Even my eldest son, he was in it. It's called that fire, burning bright. My family started now. My grandfather, my granny, Perry Bedford, Peggy, couple of others. And, yeah, it went everywhere. Then I lost my son in 2008. He wanted to keep it going with the countryside. So we had like anniversaries to him, you know, because he was a cultural leader, young leader. And we stood it down and just left it for a while. But yeah, I know how to dance it. And a couple of other dance too I know, like Wanga and cultural thing called Walungari, where people go to law.
Does it make you feel happy when you dance?
Yeah, it's in my blood. So, like I said, I come from cultural family and I know how to dance. Because my grandfather is a singer also. He's a lawman. He go everywhere.
It says here that you paint on your ancestral country around Bow River.
Yeah.
So how many paintings have you done?
I can't see it. Too many now.
Oh, lovely. So do you go out to country and sit down and paint?
No, I have it in my head. Country all changed now by this flood that was going on. But we still got them in our head from way back. You know, how it looked, and that's where you still have your story that's to be told from that time. You know, flood can wash away the stories for the country. If you really know the country, well, you still have your story from your old people. You still have it in your head. But I never see the old people like ancestors, but still my family tell me the story about them and what I call them and everything like that and what they've done in the past. Camping ground, maybe, cultural businesses, they've been around the country, walking from here to there. This comes in my head through my mother's story. Put it in my heart.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.